This is the Saturday in the Park 30th Anniversary Special, presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Sioux City on Classic Rock 99.5.
Is it still challenging to book bands in this day and age, now that we're kind of getting down to the back end of the COVID thing, because a lot of people are still reluctant to go out?
Yeah, this year's been insane in that it changes every week. I mean, it's not changing so much now, but going into it, you know, we had Fogarty roll over into this year many months ago. AJR popped into the mix, but we got them locked in pretty quick. And then right before we were going to, we knew the Avets couldn't do it this year, so we're working on future dates with them. But right before we were getting ready to announce the lineup was when there was a big resurgence in Michigan and some other places. And the bands, like, woke up at that point. So we had to drag it out for another, like, 4 or 5 weeks. Consequently, what happened was, first of all, booking is a little difficult because everybody's what they call a one-off. I mean, nobody's on tour quite this early. They will be in September. So everybody's, like, flying in, driving in, whatever. And then secondarily, we got everything confirmed and announced so late that we are so far behind. It's probably okay because, if nothing else, like, if people get antsy and they, because they're not seeing ads or whatever, they don't come, so be it. Like, if the crowd's lighter, it's okay. But this year, I mean, the pressure and stress this year is unrivaled in the history of Saturday in the Park for so many people, like, starting with Deep Pollock, and, you know, I'll throw myself in there as well. I mean, it's just brutal, and so many other people that are on the committee that, 'cause we're still getting sponsors. That's insane. Like, it wasn't even that bad in 91. So it's good. Like, we're pumped to do it, and I know it's a freak show, and I know people are going to show up and be psyched, and in the end it's about the music. So, you know, as long as we're there, the production's there, we have a great crew, really good crew, you know, Local 42, who we work with. Kenny warned me, he said, you know, he's really psyched to do Saturday in the Park. He's just praying it's not their first gig back after a year and a half. Everyone's rusty, right?
Right.
And, you know, we'll do it. It'll be good. But it is utter chaos right now.
We're talking with Dave Bernstein, organizer for Saturday in the Park, 30th anniversary of Saturday in the Park. And you made a comment at the press conference that we had not too long ago when you announced, you know, John Fogarty was coming. And you made a comment about trying to keep up with the young kids because you can't keep playing all this old music. And I had heard a comment from Clay Norris up at the Iowa Rock and Roll Music Association. They have some of the same challenges you have, and that is trying to be relevant to the younger audience. And I think when you put in the Abe, that was a big thing to take in a whole different audience of music fans. Is that true?
And I'm just appreciative of the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame actually figured out how to put Tommy Ramp in there.
Yeah.
Because those guys, and you know, I've had my conflicts with that group because I sort of try to figure out 100% what their mission is. There's a lot of us behind the scenes that do a lot so that those guys can get up on stage. You know, whether it's the guys that own the bars, whether it's the production companies, whether it's guys like Tommy Ramp, you know, taking the tickets or carrying in the amps for a guy or whatever. I mean, so, you know, it'd be good if they recognize that a little more, but it's good that they see that and they need to be more relevant. That's the whole thing that, you know, I've preached a little bit with Arnold's Park too, is Arnold's Park revolves around this, and the Roof Garden revolve around this group of folks, you know, within a 20 or 30 year range and what they all experienced when they were there in their teens and 20s, right? If you don't address AJR's target demo is teens and 20s, and me, because I love AJR and I listen to him a lot, but I'm not their target demo. That's how you build a fan base. You know, if we have AJR and there's a bunch of younger folks there because they're relevant to them, they become Saturday in the Park fans. And 20 or 30 years from now, they're still Saturday in the Park fans, like when I was in my 20s and I booked the Nevilles or Santana or Buddy Guy and Dr. John. So you got to do that, right? You got to stay relevant. You got to straddle the fence there. You know, there's only so many heritage acts, like artists like Fogarty left. You know, they're out there. Some of them just get massive money. Some of them are getting a little thin on original members. You know, Fogarty's Fogarty, right? So that's great. And there's a few others like that, but, you know, B.B. King's gone, and a lot of those guys are gone, unfortunately. So the days of the classic heritage artists, you know, unfortunately will end at some point, and then people like the Black Crowes will become heritage artists, you know, or Counting Crows, or artists like that. So we always have to keep, you know, finding that balance.
When we come back, I want to take a trip back to 2007. You mentioned B.B. King, because we have to spend a little time on B.B. King here on the program.
It's the best ever.
30th anniversary salute to Saturday in the Park. With Dave Bernstein, I'm Big Daddy. We'll be back right after this.
This is the Saturday in the Park 30th Anniversary Special, presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Sioux City on Classic Rock 99.5. Saturday in the Park 30th Anniversary Special, presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Sioux City on Classic Rock 99.5.
Is this Dan Aykroyd?
Yes, sir.
Dan Aykroyd, this is Big Daddy calling from a radio station in beautiful Sioux City, Iowa. How are you?
You got a great concert coming up with B.B. King there in the park, huh?
You know about the Saturday in the Park Festival.
I know. I just gave you guys a good plug as Elwood Blues on the radio show. Elwood's gone now. He had to split. He saw the Troopers coming, but he gave you a good plug on the House of Blues radio hour.
Well, when you see Elwood next, could you invite him to our festival next year if you can't make the one this year? I know in the past few years we had Chuck Berry here. Last year we had B.B. King. This year we had Buddy Guy a couple of years ago. This is turning out to be a pretty big event. And
great city, too, man. Great city. Beautiful-looking city. Great part of the world.
Dave Bernstein, I want to go through some of these acts and maybe get some background stories on them. Number one, the King of the Blues, when you brought in B.B. King. What a show.
Yeah, that was a great one. B.B. was someone we tried to get forever, and we never could because he always went to Europe in July. So we kept trying. Didn't work. And then finally, stupidly, I booked B.B. to play the Orpheum, stupidly, on an election eve, like a Tuesday, whatever. November 4th of whatever year that was, the year before. And it was a disaster because it was a kind of big election. And, you know, everybody was going to sit at home and watch the election results and everybody was on edge. And there's one thing you learn the hard way as a promoter. It's like promoting a show during election season sucks because the ad rates are quadruple because you can't get any deals because it's a most favored nation thing. Of course, the politicians get the lowest rate a station offers. So if I come to you guys and say I'm bringing in BB King and you give me some crazy deal to be presenting, you know, whatever per spot, you got to offer that to every political candidate that's running. And that too. So you don't get any deals. So anyway, the show was a stiff at the Orpheum and we blew it out. We basically canceled it. We turned the rather large deposit we had into right then a Saturday in the Park play. It happened to be, I think Saturday in the Park was on June 30th that year. So it was right before Europe. The agent for BB at the time, he'd switched agencies. I'd known the old agent, but the new agent I knew pretty well, William Morris. Good guy I've been friendly with for a long time. We worked it out. We rolled it into a higher dollar deal at Saturday in the Park, and we had it locked in. And he rolled in, and I was really nervous about that date. I remember Dorinda Aspleaf at the time was working on Saturday in the Park, heavily basically running it. And I remember telling her, like, a week out, I'm like, man, I'm just not hearing any buzz. Like, I don't know if people are showing up for this, you know, for BB. I don't know. Like, it seems weird. It seemed like a slam dunk. She just looked at me. She's like, are you freaking nuts? You know, I remember that day. I mean, the crowd was massive. Mm-hmm. And it was five-year-olds to 95-year-olds. It was every single human, every walk of life, every demographic, you know, just everyone was there to see BB. He was really energized. He'd started to slow down a little bit, but you couldn't tell midnight. Dickie Betts played right before him. And I remember Dickie was insanely on fire playing and walked right off the stage, still playing, right down the ramp, handed his guitar to someone and walked right down to BB's guitar and walked right on, or at BB's bus and walked right onto BB's bus, which was at the end of the road. And right before BB went on, he came up the road in a van and he was hanging out the window and all these people were like cheering and waving at him. And then he walked right in the band chill and he grabbed onto both handrails and he hurled himself up the stairs to the middle of the band chill. It was really cool. He walked out on stage and he played this great show and people were just, you know, eating out of his hands. In the end, he said to cue the fireworks, you know, when BB puts on his coat or whoever helps him put on his coat, that's it. You know, he's taking his final bow, go then. And I remember doing that and BB taking a bow, the fireworks going off. And I remember me thinking like, you know, that's it, right? We'd have BB play the Orpheum once or twice before that. And I remember him taking that bow knowing it was really going to be the last time he played Sioux City. We had him play that BB King Blues Festival twice at the ballpark, which was, that was an epic, chaotic awesomeness in its own right. I knew that was it, right? And so there was a real sense of history and there were people on the side of the stage in tears and you know, because it was just so amazing. But it was great. It was really a beautiful show and BB was wonderful and really an honor to be able to have him play.
Trail is gone. Trail is gone away. Trail is gone, baby. Trail is gone away. You done me wrong, baby. Gonna be sorry. Trail is gone. Trail is gone away from me. Trail is gone. Trail is gone away from me. Oh, no, I'm still alone. But so long. Yeah. I know I'll give it all one day, baby, like I know a good man should.
The Saturday in the Park 30th Anniversary Special, presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Sioux City on Classic Rock 99.5.